Blog Talk Radio.
Are we on the air?
Yes, you are.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to be entertained by the sweet talent in internet radio? And now, here she is, Brown Sugar.
Can I have some brown sugar with that, please?
Brown Sugar Radio is where it all happens. Now here's your host, Brown Sugar.
Welcome every single one of my listeners this evening. We have an incredible guest. Y'all know all my guests are incredible on Brown Sugar Radio. Oh, wow. You know what? We do it big, and we just appreciate each and every single person that takes the time to be a guest. So I got love for all my guests. But tonight, I just truly want to say I have a treat in store for you. Now, y'all know Brown Sugar doesn't do shows on Wednesday night. Okay, but when I heard this young lady that's coming forth tonight, I'm telling you, I had to open up a bonus segment today for my listeners. And as many of you know, the show for this evening is on fashion, and we have the incredible Valicia Hills. But before I bring her on the air, I want to tell you guys her background in the fashion industry. So y'all sit back, relax, grab a cocktail, because we're going to do it how we do on Brown Sugar Radio. So at this time, I am going to tell you about the incredible Valicia Hill. So for many of you who are into fashion and looking good, this is definitely the show you want to lock into this evening. Let me tell you about this top runway model, who is definitely independent. That's her theme song. Valicia was discovered in Dallas, Texas. She was born, however, let me back up, in Oklahoma City. And she was discovered in Dallas, Texas, while attending college and working a part-time job modeling bridal gowns at a Dallas apparel mall. She's based out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and represented by the Reinhard Modeling Agency. Valicia was a top runway model modeling on the runways of U.S. and Paris. Yes, y'all heard me correctly. Paris, y'all. She ended her career in Miami, Florida in 1999. Valicia was married in 1996. She became pregnant in 1999. And, you know, while pregnant due to the lack of fashionable maternity clothing that they had, and we all can relate to that, those of us that are mothers holding it down, you know, they don't have sexy and cute, you know what I mean, clothes for pregnant women. So Valicia created her own maternity line. She said, look, I'm going to make it happen. And I ain't mad at her for that. Optimistic. Okay? Businesswoman. Independent. Talented, y'all. So the name of her maternity line was called Hollywood Mama. And in 2003, Valicia, followed the success of her maternity line that was sold out throughout the United States, y'all. Did y'all hear what I said? It was sold out, okay? Because, I mean, pregnant women, we want to look cute too. Why we got to look like who done it and why? So, Hollywood Mama Maternity Boutique went on to garner lots of press, featured in the pages of Money Magazine, Pregnancy Magazine, E-Pregnancy Magazine, Suede Magazine, Miami Herald, and Sun Sentinel Newspaper, to name a few. Plus, appearances by Valicia, okay, or features about Hollywood Mama were also on NBC 6 in Miami, and Decode Drive, a top-rated entertainment show in Miami. So Hollywood Mama was rated number one, okay, placed to purchase glam maternity clothes in Miami by the Lilia guy. So, I mean, I'm telling you, Valicia was doing it up, y'all, okay? So she returned, you know, in 2007. She said, you know, she done did her thing, you know what I mean? And she closed Hollywood Mama. I'ma sure ask her why, though. Because you know what? Baby's still being born. Girl, make that paper. Valicia returned to modeling in 2006, okay? And she was asked to be on the face of a new cosmetic line for ethnic women of color called Brown Skin Beauty, okay? In 2007, Valicia and her sister Sherry created their own radio show called Cocktails and Conversations, and y'all can certainly check that out here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm telling you, that's one of the live shows also. They got it going on over there, y'all. Okay? Happy Hour on Blog Talk Radio with the Heel Girl. And, you know, the show is dedicated to discussing issues about life, fashion, gossip, men, more men, ordinary people. And their show, it airs weekly, 6 or 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know, that's the good thing about being a radio host. You can do it when you feel like it. But y'all show the Heel Sisters some love. Currently, though, Valicia and her son are living in Atlanta, Georgia, where Valicia is working on a book and screenplay about her love life, y'all. I'm telling you, this sister is doing it major. Okay? A book? Kind of your business, girl. So at this time, without further ado, I'd like to recognize the woman of the hour. Y'all give it up for my girl. Valicia Hill is in the house. What's happening, girl?
Hey, how are you?
Girl, doing good, good. I'm sitting up here, I'm like, girl, you got so much going on. I mean, just handling business. Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio.
Why, thank you. And I just want to say thank you for, that's one hell of an introduction.
Okay. Oh, girl, well, we're going to welcome you on in Brown Sugar style.
Thank you.
And we got to give you an applause here and do a bid. I'll tell you, reading over your history and your background, just an incredible woman. And that's why I had to play independent for you, because you are truly independent, business-minded, go-getter, doing it all, you know. And I got to show you mad love for that, because it is truly inspirational to see a sister holding it down, girl.
Well, thank you, and I just want to say I'm just trying to keep up with you.
Oh,
you're inspiring me. So listen,
independent
to you, okay? So I just want to say that I'm so honored to be on your show, and I appreciate you having me on. And I just want to say, from one independent woman to the other, thank you.
Yes. All right, girl. Okay, well, tonight I am truly excited, because I was looking forward to this entire week. Many of my guests know that tonight we are celebrating fashion. However, the entire week I am devoting to my loyal listeners a week of empowerment. Last night we had a celebrity makeup artist, Casey. Tonight we have top runway model Valicia Hills on fashion. And tomorrow we have health and fitness with Coach Dion. And, I mean, what a better way this week, the last week of January, the first month of 2008, to get a great start. And so I certainly want to say that tonight I was really looking forward, because I'm into fashion. You know what I'm saying? I'm into, yes, I love it. And at this time, before we go any further, my listeners are spoiled here. I want to give them a shout-out. Okay. And then certainly, okay, I'm going to get
listeners.
It. Girl, okay, we're going to shout them out real quick, and then we're going to keep the interview rolling because we got some juicy stuff to get into.
Yes.
All right, we want to welcome. We got P.B. in the house, CC, Wuggy Lips, Snoofy Foof. Then we also have 6 Beats, guest 2541. Heel Girls in the house, what's going on? Guest 2542, 2507, 2506. Girl, you filling the house out tonight, girl. 2499, the poor people. And then we got graphic designer PB. What's going on, PB? He didn't change his name. All right, so I do appreciate each and every one of you that, they got a full house tonight. And certainly I encourage those of you who are guests to log on to Blog Talk Radio, create a user account, and that way you're not a number. We can shout out and recognize your name. It's free to join Blog Talk Radio, and certainly you can add Brown Sugar Radio as well as the Heel Girls, Cocktail and Conversations, to your favorites, and you'll be notified when we have up-and-coming shows. All right? Okay, well, the woman of the hour, I mean, just incredible background. I have so many questions for you. My new listeners that are joining us tonight, How We Flow on Brown Sugar Radio, the first half of the segment, I'm going to conduct a one-on-one interview with my guest for this evening, the beautiful Felicia Hills. And then the second half of the segment, I will open up the phone lines for callers. However, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to tell you to be courteous to my guest tonight. She did not have to take her time to be with us this evening. So, Felicia, I mean, girl, just I don't even know where to begin. It's so many wonderful things that you have, but I'm going to tell you this. I got my cocktail, girl. I'm ready for you tonight.
Well, listen, we're both drinking, okay? I got my Bacardi Coco, okay? I am not one of them little skinny models that don't eat. And just No, I eat and drink. I've already eaten, so tonight it's me and you, baby.
It's all. How they do it.
Well,
tell them how y'all do it on Cocktails and Conversations. Everybody get y'all cocktail ready because we're going to do it tonight on Brown Sugar Radio.
Exactly. So, hey, you can ask me anything, and I'll tell you whether or not I want to ask it as well as your listeners. So let's get started.
Okay. Absolutely. Now, for those of you who may be a little phone shy, you can certainly direct your questions in the chat box. And I will ask Felicia if it is appropriate. Okay, guys, no obscene questions. Come on now. All right. Well,
listen, I am writing a book about my love life, so it's going to be kind of out there. I will say this, though. This is not like any play on Superhead's biography. No, we're not going there at all. No, it's not a moniker that will be following my name, okay?
Okay. We have some more listeners that joined us. We welcome Dipkins and Snuggy Foos to Brown Sugar Radio. We appreciate you joining us and guest 2499. You know, golly, I know you said that you began your journey in Dallas. Okay, mm-hmm. And you said you were discovered. So with that word discovered, I'm assuming that you weren't intending to be a model. Am I correct? Did it just kind of happen, or were you looking to be a model?
Well, Brown Sugar, I was born a poor black child in Oklahoma.
Girl, for real?
No, absolutely. I was. You know what? Believe it or not, and I know all black people say this, but honestly, I really, truly have a full-blooded Cherokee Indian grandmother. And I know black people say, ooh, you got Indian in your family. No, I really do. You know, I was born in Oklahoma City and pretty much just kind of grew up in the Midwest, and my parents moved to my mother and my stepfather. We left Oklahoma City, and then I graduated from high school in Houston, Texas. And then I actually received a scholarship to go to college for fashion marketing. And that's what I was doing in Dallas. And I was with a girlfriend of mine. I'll never forget her. Her name was Deborah. And we were just kind of walking around the Apparel Mart in Dallas, Texas, and they had a sign on the door that said models needed during market week is where all the buyers from stores go to buy merchandise for the upcoming season. And it said, you know, work 6 days a week, $60 an hour for 8 hours a day.
Ooh.
So I just started doing the math. Right. And so while we're sitting there, You know, right, and come on, and I'm really tall. I'm like, I'm about 5'10 and a half, I would say.
Girl,
so
go ahead now.
Okay,
I wish I was tall.
Would you think?
Girl, I said, I wish I was tall, too. Brown Sugar, only 5'5", girl. I could never do Runway. Not to cut you off, I want you to continue, but I am a part-time model myself, and I was only able to do, like, glamour shots. I did a few here locally in Vegas only because of who I knew. You know, we have the trade show out here. I don't know if you're familiar with that, out here in Las Vegas with a lot of the urban designers and a lot of the hip-hop designers, okay?
Magic.
However,
magic.
Yes, but the big time, like Paris, how you doing it? Uh-uh. Sugar ain't tall enough for that, honey. So.
but you're still beautiful. I've seen your photos.
Oh, girl, thank you.
Listen, your height doesn't have anything to do with it. But listen, Brown Sugar, I was taller than you when I was like 10 years old, okay? I think
girl,
when I was 10 years old, I was 5'6 already. So.
What?
I've been this way for a very, very long time. Yeah.
Just beautiful, long, sexy legs. Go on, girl.
Yeah.
All legs probably too, huh, girl?
Yeah, I have mostly legs. But anyway, you know, so that's what happened. And the guy who was running the showroom came out and said, I want you to do it. And it pretty much just took off from there. And I ended up eventually dropping out of college about 6 months later and then just kind of began, you know, kind of flittered around a bit, kind of in the Texas area, and then moved to Florida, and then eventually was represented by Reinhardt Agency out of Philadelphia, which took me to New York City, you know, which was really close, just a train ride, an hour train ride to New York City from Philly. And then it just kind of, you know, it's, you know, success breeds success. So you do one thing, and then someone else sees you. You know what I mean? So it kind of goes from there.
Right. Okay. So when your career or your journey, I should say, began in modeling, what would you say was your, how do I want to phrase this, what was one of your challenges you faced as an African-American model?
Well, for me, I'm going to say my experience was kind of unique because I am dark-skinned. So, and I am not, like, really, really tall and thin. I don't know how to explain it. I'm not, let me see. You know the model Alette.
You curvaceous like Tyra Banks?
Yeah, more so. Tyra has bigger breasts than I do, but I'm kind of built like the typical black girl. Small waist.
Okay.
Nice size thighs, the butt, you know what I mean? So for me, my challenges were somewhat twofold, was being dark skin because it was kind of like, you know, this that age old thing that I don't know if we'll ever get rid of, the whole dark skin versus light skin in the black community. And then it was like my body shape was, I mean, if I started now, I would probably, it's sad to say, but I would probably end up being more of a video girl. You know,
okay,
I mean?
All right.
If I was starting now than I was back then. But I wouldn't be the video girl that was just, you know, gratuitously, you know, grinding a car in a video. But you know what I mean? Those type of girls' body shapes are now what you see more so in the videos. So.
Right. Okay. And what makes you so passionate about fashion?
You know, that's really a good question, and you know what? I really don't have an answer for that because it's to me, it's kind of like what kind of ice cream you like? You like chocolate or vanilla? It's just something that is just there. It's like it's individual. It's your own taste buds, and some people are very passionate about, you know, I have a cousin who wanted to be a doctor, and that's what she did at a very young age. So I can't really say that I am like, this is something that I did. Ever since I was young, I remember seeing a photo of the beautiful Iman, you know, top model that she is, and I just wanted to be like her. And I've always loved fashion. I've always been in and around it my entire life, from helping people getting dressed to going out on dates to being like, oh, I'll go shop with you, help you pick out something for this and for that. So for me, I think my entire life, I can't say that I had a hand in it. I just think that everyone is put on this planet with a purpose for something that they're supposed to do, and I believe that was mine. Mine has something to do with being creative.
Belicia?
Hello?
Belicia, we lost you. Okay, there you go. All right.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. We lost you after being creative. Okay, go ahead.
Is this Blog Talk switchboard stuff again?
Girl, okay, we're going to beat the switchboard up.
basically what I'm saying, I just think, I don't know if everyone heard this, but I just think everyone's born with a purpose, and I've just pretty much been on my life's purpose, and I don't know where it came from. I just always just loved it. I've loved everything about fashion ever since I can remember.
Right, okay. Now, can you describe to us what it was like modeling in Paris? I mean, it had to be absolutely beautiful in that country.
It was. You know what it was? It was a culture shock because, you know, again, and I say this jokingly, but really, I really was just like a poor black girl from Oklahoma. I mean, you know, it's like all of a sudden it was like, wow, you know. But the one thing that stuck out the most for me in Paris is that the people there are not like Americans. We Americans that are here are kind of, we're born with that whole civil rights legacy that I don't know if we'll ever get rid of. I think it's in our blood. It's in our DNA of this country where people are, you know, you got the rebel flag flying right down the street here in Atlanta, Georgia, and then you have, you know, then that whole rebel thing, Yankees up north. So, but what stuck out the most for me in Europe was that black women were accepted. People being with interracial relationships was accepted. They don't have that ingrained prejudice that you have in the U.S. You know what I mean?
And
they're so much more open to people being different. It didn't matter that I never heard them say, oh, you're so pretty to be dark. It was just, you're just pretty. You know what I mean? And I know you've heard that, oh, you're pretty to be dark. Or, you know, but they don't, you see what I'm saying? And I never, I didn't have to have that. And so it just felt good. It was very freeing for a change, you know?
Okay, I hear you. I'm going to say the poor people, honey, they would love you. The poor people is another blog talk radio show. Absolutely phenomenal. And some of the points you addressed, I know they're listening in. One of my loyal listeners. Yes, and I want to tell you that it is hard. You know, it's an adjustment. I can totally recognize. I was prior military. In it all my life, born and raised, okay, married military, divorced military, and was privileged to tour the world. And I actually, however, it was only for a few days, but actually working there and spending a long period of time, I would have always have loved to experience that, you know. And I want to tell you that I truly believe that it is a blessing if you're able to get out and experience something other than the United States, because there's people who will be born in one state and die in that same state and never leave out of the circle. You hear what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. I've been to New York City, and have you been in New York City, Brown Sugar?
You know, I have not, and that's one place I got. Look, I've been to Germany, Japan, England, Paris, even Hawaii, but not New York. Ain't that a hot mess? That's the military, though, that was taking me all over the world. But I would love to go to New York City, and that's a goal of mine. Yes.
Okay, yeah, because that's really weird. You have this passport that's filled, stamped from all these countries, and yet you've never been to New York City.
I've been to California. You know what I'm saying? I just cannot made it to the Big Apple, but that's a goal of mine. That's a goal.
Well, what I was referencing to about New York City is that there are some people who never really leave, like, Bronx or Brooklyn, you know, rarely go into Manhattan, only, you know what I mean? So
right.
I get that, but for me, I encourage everyone, and as you know, it's the most wonderful thing to do, and it just keeps you from thinking, like, there's no other place but America. I really, honestly, it's so funny. We're, like, one of the freest countries on the planet, and yet the population doesn't have a passport.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
And if you really want to educate yourself and really see how once you get outside the United States, it's like you can take a look at yourself. It's like a giant mirror is being held up. And you can look back and say, wow, we're kind of backwards on a lot of things. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. You know, I totally agree with you. Real quick, a message in the chat room from PB, who is also one of my co-hosts. He's stating that you have to set up an account for all of my new listeners that are joining us. In order to chat in the chat box and join us, you have to set up an account with Blog Talk Radio. And like I stated earlier, it is complimentary, okay? So you do not have to worry about a fee, but certainly come and join us tonight as we are celebrating fashion with top runway model Felicia Hill. Now, who is your favorite designer?
Wow. You know what I'm going to say? Roberto Cavalli.
Okay.
Roberto Cavalli. It's probably a really, it's a big toss-up between Roberto Cavalli and Dolce & Gabbana. Yeah.
Yes, I love Dolce & Gabbana.
I think they make clothes that makes women's body look amazing. Women's body, excuse me. I just think the fit, the cut, they're always about that sexiness. And, you know, listen, if you got it, you work it. You work it in the right way. And they just really know how to make women look like women. And Roberto Cavalli kind of reminds me of Versace. You know, that Italian, that he could just tell, because Italian men love women. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
They really love women. And I love the fact that they really do love women. And I wish more American men would act like more European men when it comes to how they treat their women. So, Roberto Cavalli.
You know, every time I think of Italian, I think romance. You know, you think of the wine, the nice candlelight dinner with spaghetti, and you know what I mean?
No, it's true.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, we're both so excited tonight, girl. We both trying to talk at the same time, but I just appreciate the fact that when you find an excellent designer, you know what I mean? You just compliment that designer in my sense. You know how some people will say, oh, well, the designer complimented you. No, I believe that we make the clothes. You know what I mean? It's all in your attitude and your confidence, how you carry yourself. And speaking of which, I was listening to one of your shows, girl. This is what made me ask you to be a guest on Brown Sugar Radio, because I was at work and I listened. I follow you and your sister, Sherry. I want to shout her out and show her some love. I follow you on my show at work. And you were talking about how you cook and clean in high heel shoes. Now, girl, come on and break that down for me. You know,
listen,
do you really cook and clean in high heels, girl?
I do. You know, it's really funny. And you know what? God bless my mother. Honest to goodness. I mean, my father was 6'6", and she was like, you know what, hold your head high. My co-host Sherry, as well as my sister, is 6 feet tall, almost 6 feet one in flat feet.
Aww.
You know, so we've just come from a family of really tall women. And honest to goodness, anybody out there that is mother or father to a young girl who happens to be really tall, I cannot say it enough. Encourage your daughter to hold her head high and walk proud. And girl, I cook, I clean, I go to PTA meetings, I go to football games. Listen, I was just at my son's basketball game last Saturday, and my other sister, Dana, actually, you remember Dana?
Girl. Oh,
yeah,
goodness. Okay. That's another show.
Oh, yeah, that's another show. But she came to my son's basketball game with me last Saturday, and I thought I was casual. She was like, oh, here you go, you're such a diva mommy. And I had on leggings, high-heeled, like, stiletto black leather boots, probably about 3.5-inch heels, and just, like, this wrap around me. And she was like, oh, the diva mommy. But to me, it was casual because, see, I don't even look at, I can't stand flats. And I don't look at heels as being, like, dressed up. So for me, it was just like, I'm throwing on a pair of boots. So, yeah, that's me. I do everything.
Okay. I say, what? Cooking and cleaning, girl, my feet would be so, I'd be walking around here, girl, like an ostrich, feet just toeing up, girl, on tippy toes.
Okay, let me ask you this, when you're in the airport, do you wear heels or how do you dress in the airport? Are you like the kind of just sweatpants and
girl, I'll be
shoes?
Comfortable, I'm going to get on that plane, honey, I'm going to throw me on some K-Swiss with a little jogging suit or maybe some cute baby fat jeans and call it a wrap, girl, I'm through.
You know what, I don't have tennis shoes.
Girl,
I only own one pair, and I have had them for years because, you know, the only time I use them is to work out. Where do you? My son even knows. No, my mommy doesn't like flats. I do not.
What?
I own one pair of tennis shoes, and they have been around for years, and I only use them to work out in. But just walking through the airport or just getting dressed on a Saturday and running errands, I'm still going to be in heels. I know. It's
girl,
my signature. I can't help it. It's like the way I signed my name.
Ooh-wee. I mean, just true diva. Go on, girl. Speaking of diva, I want to recognize the diva that's just joined us. guest 2506, 2507, guest 2612, Virtual Fitness Fab, and Virgo Smith. Oh, the Loveologist. Girl, I'm telling you, it's a full house tonight. Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I appreciate all of you. Girl, another one just entered. Guest 2637, welcome. You know, I like to be comfortable, okay? And I don't know. I like to dress, though, too. I don't know. It's like another side of me. I love the heels. I love, you know, the mini skirts, and you feel me? But I just can't see myself rocking heels, like, every day.
I
can't do it.
You know what? To show
you got to have, like, well-groomed feet. I mean, you must get pedicures all the time. For you to wear heels.
I do. I mean, you know, because you can't have on heels and, like, and have your feet looking bad. But Sherry makes fun of me because I have, like, a wedge flip-flop. It even has, like, a 3-inch heel on. I know I'm just really bad, but I have, like, probably about 200 pairs of shoes. So, and most of them are heels. I just like, I don't know, something about being dressed up. It feels really good.
Right.
Absolutely.
We're gonna get
it for a week. I guarantee you, try for a week, and everybody's gonna be like, "Wow, what are you doing different?" It changes your attitude. I'm telling you, it does.
Wearing heels.
Yeah.
Girl, I don't know, girl. Welcome, Bunker Bunny, to Brown Sugar Radio. They coming through to hear about fashion tonight. You know, they have a question for you in the chat room, and they were asking about, do you get corns from wearing high heels all the time?
Do I get corns? You know what? That's funny.
That is funny. You know that was a man
bunions.
That asked that, okay? Girl, how?
No, I don't. Because here's the thing. I know maybe because I won't even say it depends on how much they cost. You know what it is? I've just gotten accustomed to wearing heels. You know, that's all it is. And the more you do something, I think the better you get at it. And, you know, the thing is you have to buy your size, and I think that's why people get corns or bunions or whatever.
Right.
You have to make sure your shoes fit. And I am proud to say, as someone who's almost 6 feet tall, I wear a 10, and I make sure they fit. And if sometimes if an 11 fits better, I'll buy an 11 because I'm a big girl. So, you know, I make sure the shoe fits, and I think that's why people get bunions and corns is maybe – they're trying to take a
that's
size
true.
10 and put it into a 9, and that doesn't work.
Girl, trying to squeeze it in like Cinderella at the ball, huh? Her stepsister's
exactly,
wrong,
exactly.
Too.
But I think
that
Diva, who's in the chat room, I believe that's the owner of the brownskinbeauty.com, the makeup line.
And definitely
so.
We're going to talk about her line this evening as well. We're going to talk about her beauty line.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. So I want to, we're running a little bit behind schedule tonight because I'm so excited and I'm talking and just going at it. Give me 5 more minutes and I promise you I'm going to open up the phone lines. Let me get these questions out the way. Now, I have so many questions. Can you give us some tips for this season? You know, we're entering, I guess this is, winter now? We're getting ready to hit spring in around, March or April? But for right now, for this season, can you give us some fashion tips, Felicia?
You know, and it really kind of depends on where you live. It's somewhat regional. I mean, right now, if people go into the department stores, probably what they're seeing is all the winter clothes are on sale. So this is a really good time right now to go and get. Most of the winter clothes are on sale. But, hey, you know me. You're asking me. There's nothing better than a pair of boots. And what I love are, you know, any type of boots, but I love to see women in, like, jeans. And you tuck the boots inside you tuck your jeans inside the boots. Do you ever do that?
Yes. Yeah. Well, depending on the kind. If it's the flare jeans, then I won't. But if it's the jeans that are a little bit more fitted around the ankle, then, yeah, I do tuck them in.
Well, yeah, but see, because that's the look right now, are like what they call the skinny jeans, skinny leg jeans.
Okay.
That's the thing in right now, which look great with heels, or you tuck it in the boots. And for me, if you're going to wear jeans, my number one tip is that they should just be tight. There's nothing worse to me than baggy jeans.
Okay.
I can't
bagging
stand
like
it,
you the crib from L.A.
Right. But,
this ain't gangster style, y'all.
Exactly. Because I think baby fat jeans look so good on a woman who has a really nice body and that little, you know, little cat she has. I just think it looks amazing.
Girl.
So,
I'm a baby fat-aholic.
Baby fat, yeah. So,
you're honey, baby fat, rock away, just a girl, a holic, okay? Y'all pray for me.
Exactly. But, you know, going into spring, gladiator sandals, I think I've talked about this before, and the color yellow is going to be really
okay.
big. So FEMA got some yellow.
Yellow.
Yep. Yellow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, what top model inspired you in the industry?
Actually, like I said before, it was Iman. You know, I read a quote
okay.
about her one time. She said, someone was doing an article, and they said this man said that when he saw her, he was in a restaurant in New York City, and he said when she walked into the restaurant, she made heads turn. Like, people literally dropped their forks. And I don't know, Brown Sugar, it's something of, I read that as a little girl. I couldn't have been any more than 9 or 10. And I just told myself, I want to be like her. And trust
yeah.
me, at 9 or 10, I was the typical ugly duckling, okay? I mean, I was gawky.
Okay.
I was tall. I was just, you know how you have to come in? I was like a new cult, and I was trying to come into my own. And something about that quote, and I just said, you know what? I want to be like
okay.
her. And that's what happened.
Okay. That's what's up. And I love Iman. And actually, that was going to be one of my next questions, and I pretty much know the answer, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Out of these top African-American models, all right, who is your favorite? I'm going to ask you to pick two, since I know Iman is one. Iman was the first one. Beverly Johnson, Naomi Campbell, Tyra, and then is it Garcelle, the one that's on the Jamie Foxx show? Is that the
oh,
proper
yeah,
way to pronounce her name?
Yeah, Garcelle Bouvier.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah, she was beautiful. You know, there are some models from the 70s. I really don't remember their names, like some black models from the 70s that were just 70s and like 80s that were absolutely gorgeous. But I have to say, nobody has, and I mean absolutely no one has legs like Naomi Campbell. And Naomi Campbell and I are the same age. And honestly, she looks like a dancer. I mean, her legs are unbelievable, unbelievable. So, you know, at this point I'm taking Naomi Campbell legs, Tyra Banks breast. You know what I mean?
Okay, a little bit of a long, beautiful neck.
Exactly.
Okay, and I know better because they taught me not to say neck, and I've been tearing up that word neck since last night. My makeup artist, she was like, Sugar, it's throat. Chickens have necks. It's a throat.
Okay, we know what you mean.
Girl, I'm trying to get it together. Okay, now, one of the classic, I have a list of classic models is what I'll call them, and out of this list, can you tell me who is your favorite, all right? All right, I got Cindy Crawford, Christy Brinkley, Giselle, Janice Dickerson, or Raquel Welch?
You know, I'm going to go with Raquel Welch. She had a
girl
body
come?
That was off the chain, okay? That is.
Yes, she
still,
did, honey.
Yeah, yeah. Raquel Welch, I mean, she had it. Honest to goodness, out of all of those girls, I'm going to go with Raquel Welch.
She sure did.
Yeah.
She absolutely did. Now, you have small children, okay? Well, a son, right? You have one little boy, or do you have several
mm-hmm.
children?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, just one.
Was
just
it hard?
One.
Okay, you like, girl, don't be speaking nothing on me, huh?
Exactly.
Was it hard to get your figure back after pregnancy, and did you feel a tremendous amount of pressure to get back in shape due to the industry you were in?
Okay, I know your guys are going to hate me for this. But no, it wasn't hard for me to get back into shape. And it's really funny. I did my last fashion show when I was 3 months pregnant, and nobody knew.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But the secret for me is, and I think it's a combination of two things. One, I breastfed. And I breastfed
mm-hmm.
for 6 months. And
okay.
that literally, I don't know what it does, but it helps to speed up your metabolism. And it just,
right.
the weight just came off of me. I mean, I gained like 42 pounds while I was pregnant. I mean,
what?
Yeah, and within 3 months, I mean, I was back down probably within about 15 months. I mean, 15 pounds was
Girl.
My, you know, ideal weight. But it's a combination of breastfeeding, and two, I'm a vegetarian. So I don't
okay.
eat, like, a lot of meat and all that stuff. So I just think that's what helped me. And, you know, good genes, you can't beat that.
Okay, most definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely. And the reason I bring that up, I think of Heidi Klum, or is it Klum, however you pronounce it, losing an amazing 20 to 30 pounds in just 8 weeks after delivery. She had to get fit for her Victoria's Secrets runway, the fashion show of the year, and I'm sure you remember that, and she was pretty much the talk of the town, like, wow, how did she do it? And I know it took a lot of discipline and, you know, hard work in order to attain that. Absolutely.
Well, listen, I would, I was not going to go back on the runway 8 weeks later.
Okay.
But I was slim, but it took me some time. I mean, she really, I cannot tell you what she did. But for me, although I had lost the weight, I wouldn't have wanted to see myself in a bikini 8 weeks later. No. No.
You say it was not happening.
And knock on wood, I managed to escape without, you know, having stretch marks. But I just think, again, I think that's hereditary whether or not you get stretch marks.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, Heidi Klum, she's a freak of nature. Okay.
Honey, I say, how the hell did she do all of that?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, y'all get your cocktails ready because I'm opening up the phone lines. I got my glass of white Zinfandel here, and Valicia Hill got her glass of Cocoa Rum. Is that what it's called?
Listen, you know, they should start paying me. It's Bacardi Cocoa Rum. Listen, forget that Malibu rum. I'm telling you guys, go out. It's Bacardi Cocoa Rum. It is the best. It will have you hooked. You don't have to mix it with anything. As I said on my show before, they're like, well, how do you take Bacardi Cocoa? And I just say, in a glass.
Okay. Go on, girl. They're going to hire you as a spokes model, honey.
That's what I'm going for.
Because that's your drink right there. That is your drink. So grab your cocktails, y'all. We getting ready to get, I was going to say crunk, but then I'm thinking because you're from the A-Town. You feel me? I always think crunk when I think Atlanta.
Hey,
when I think Georgia.
I'm not driving.
Yeah.
Friends don't let friends drive crunk. That's okay.
Okay. That's what's up. All right, caller, you've been patiently waiting. I want to say thank you so much. The phone lines are open. The number to call in is 646-716-8697. 646-716-8697 if you have any questions for Valicia this evening. 912, thank you so much for patiently waiting on the line. You're on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
Hello, Brown Sugar.
Hi, how are you?
I'm quite well, thank you. This is Chantel, and I'm from Birmingham, England. And I just wanted to know, I'm visiting a friend down here in Georgia. I wanted to know, what is Valicia's best foundation that she's found? Because I'm a chocolate girl as herself, and I just want to know, like, in America, what's the best foundations that she's found?
Oh, well, okay. Listen, I work for an amazing company. As Brown Sugar said earlier, it's brownskinbeauty.com. And I think I've actually said this on my show as well, is that I get so many compliments because it's, I believe it's our maximum coverage makeup. If you go on our website, which is brownskinbeauty.com, they can tell you the exact name of it. But it comes in a tube, and I believe it's called our maximum coverage. It's full coverage.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Do not be intimidated by the name. Although it's called full coverage, it is still light. I don't know how they managed to make it full coverage and yet light. And it's amazing. And I don't know how chocolate you are, but I know we have a lot of colors from very, very fair black women mm-hmm. to very, very dark. And like I said, I'm not the lightest skinned person on the planet, and they have my color. And I love it. And it just makes your skin look flawless. Flawless, flawless, flawless. So I can't recommend it enough. And just like I said, log on to brownskinbeauty.com and just check it out.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Say hi to
thank
the queen,
you.
Darling.
Yes. I love your accent.
Oh, thank you so much.
Can you do me a favor? What did you say your name was again?
Chantel.
Chantel, can you say Brown Sugar?
Brown Sugar Radio.
Oh, so cute. I love it. Thank you so much, Chantel.
All right, then. You'll have a great night.
Okay, you got to come back and check us out again.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Miss Felicia.
Oh, no problem. Take care.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, her voice is too cute. Too cute.
Listen,
y'all keep the love coming through at 646-716-8697. Come and to speak with Valicia or Valencia?
It's Valicia.
Okay, Valicia, because girl, I've been tanning it up all night, huh?
It's
back and forth.
It's okay. Listen, now that we're friends, you can just call me V. It's okay. It's
V.
Okay. Listen, you
girl.
Love her accent. I love a man with an accent, okay? I don't
okay.
know. I love...
hmm.
That will get me
girl.
Any time. Speaking of men with
make
accents.
Make
you
weak at the knees, honey.
Oh,
okay, now have you ever worked with Tyra?
No, you know what? I won't say... Somewhat indirectly. I have a friend, we have a mutual friend, his name is Roy Campbell. He has been a judge on America's Next Top Model. And
okay. He
was the, I know Roy from being the fashion editor of the Philadelphia Inquirer when I used to live in Philadelphia, and he used to book me for jobs, and he was doing a party or something for Tyra, and I was there, but we didn't, you know, we weren't chummy. I don't think I've even said anything more to her than just hi, but so indirectly, but from what I've heard, she's a really nice girl. She pretty much, you know, is what you
said. Down to earth, seemed real humble.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's one thing that I have picked up, you know, from her interviews and her TV show. I mean, she just seems like she's just real, you know, humble about her success, and she reaches out to the community. You know, I love the fact that she takes the time to be a role model. You know, I just read a lot of positive things about her. And so, by all means, Tyra is my favorite model out of the five I named, and then I would next have to say Iman would be my next. I remember she had a cosmetic line. I don't know if it's still available. They sold it in JCPenney's. And I loved her lipsticks. I mean, she had the best lipsticks for women of color. Just beautiful color.
It's still available. I mean, here in Atlanta, she's really big here in Atlanta, but it's not even sold in JCPenney's anymore. It's actually sold here in Atlanta in Target.
Okay. See, it depends on, I guess, where you're at in the country, because they only sell it here in JCPenney's out here in Las Vegas. And then the Fashion Show Mall, which is a higher upscale mall, you know, for tourists and whatnot. But they have it there as well. And I absolutely love the colors. They have it, but it's not as a wide of selection and variety as it used to be. So I was wondering, is she cutting back on her, you know, her colors or what?
I don't know. Well, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to put a little gift package together for you from the cosmetic company, from brownskinbeauty.com, and send you, a little care package for having us on.
There you go.
You can wear it and try it and see if you like it. Yeah, I'll talk to you.
Okay.
I know some people, okay?
Yes, indeed. Girl, hook it up for Brown Sugar so your girl can wear it and post it on the show
link. You're Brown Sugar. Brown Sugar needs to be wearing Brown Skin Beauty, okay?
Okay.
The name is way too close, way too close.
Yes, indeed.
We're going to get a package out to you, so we'll talk and get all the address and stuff later, all right? Or we'll send an email.
Okay.
Just send me an
Girl,
email.
Girl, we're going to do that.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Okay, because I know they have some beautiful colors. I did check out that site. And once again, that site, for those of you who missed it, is brownskinbeauty.com. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
All right. So definitely now we're going to talk about, thank you, Virgo Smith. He's such a sweetheart. He always flirted with me in the chat room. I just truly want to say that I really admire the fact that this cosmetic line came about, and it is owned, right, by an African-American woman.
Right, right.
And let's talk a little bit about, you became the face, the spokesmodel for Brown Skin Beauty, since we're on that note right now.
Okay. I've been the face of the line for about 2 years. And like I said, I had retired. I pretty much retired after I had my son. I mean, there was no way I was going to be gallivanting the world with having a little boy, you know. And so I just, you know, after I had my baby, you know, I got into the maternity code and opened the store and all that. And so after I closed that, it was kind of right when I was ready to close the store and the boutique, they approached me to be the face. And, you know, please, you just sit back, you make personal appearances, and on top of the fact that I absolutely love the line and the skincare and everything, it was a win-win situation for me, absolutely. So,
okay.
It's one way to support another, you know, a black woman who's trying to do something. And it could have been Revlon, but it's not, and I appreciate that, because they asked me. Revlon didn't send me a contract, you know, but they did.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate that, and I'm willing to give my time, and I really want to see them succeed, you know.
Really.
So I'm really proud of them.
And that's very important. And you got to check out the site. I mean, they have beautiful colors, a wonderful selection. The foundation is incredible, from what Alicia has mentioned several times, and I'm sure you're not just saying that because you're a spokesmodel. You're saying that because you truly believe in the product and you wear it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yes. And you know what? And to prove that I'm not lying, I'm telling you, we are going to send you a gift basket. And I definitely want you to try the color, the makeup, and so, hey, so you can see for yourself. I'm putting my money where my mouth is.
That's it. And I'm going to sure be looking for it, honey, in the mail.
It will be coming. I promise you.
Okay.
I don't make promises that I know that I can't keep. Believe me.
That's right. At this time, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Callers, certainly you can show us some love at 646-716-8697. That's 646-716-8697. Any questions you have for Valecia Hill on this evening, you're more than welcome to let us know, you know, what's on your mind. If you have any questions, even comments, just to show us some love. All right, we'll be back after these messages.
Are you tired of listening to those same old boring shows? Do you need a change? Well, come join us weekly, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. Pacific time. On the live show on Blog Talk Radio, we have the hottest celebrity interviews and the latest updates on entertainment, health, beauty, and fashion, even more. Brown Sugar Radio, recently featured in Web Radio Magazine for representing the best in internet radio. Join us today at www.brownsugarradio.com, where entertainment is extraordinary.
Honey, we need to hurry. I'm going to go pull the car around.
I'm coming.
Well, look at you looking like you lost a pound or two.
I lost more than a pound or two. I lost 3 dress sizes over the last 3 weeks.
Really? 3 weeks?
Yeah. Ever since I joined D's Life, those pounds have disappeared. I can even fit into those jeans again.
Oh, you mean those jeans that I...
Yeah. Those jeans.
Oh, my.
I told Lisa about D's Life a month ago, and she had to get last-minute alterations on her wedding gown. Her maid of honor had weight loss surgery last year, and she uses D's Lifestyle to exercise, eat healthy, and keep the weight off.
Really?
And it really works. Now all of my girlfriends want to know about D's Life.
Cool. How about we come home after the ceremony, and you change into those jeans before the reception?
You're crazy.
Join now and get 50% off D's Life Detox Program. Call 888-225-1929. Or log on to www.dslifenow.com.
All right. Thank you for rejoining us again on Brown Sugar Radio. And for those of you that are just entering the chat room or joining us live tonight, we have top runway model Valecia Hill, who believes that it makes no sense not to look good. So, Valecia, that motto, it has truly stuck with me. Okay? And I mean, I get up in the morning now and I'm like, you know what? It don't make no sense. Let me go on and slick this hair back in a ponytail and all plan.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm so excited tonight, girl. Go ahead.
No, I was saying you're absolutely right. You'd be like, oh, wow, this don't make no sense. You know? It's like, because it doesn't, and it really makes a difference in how you feel about yourself. And I don't know. It just adds a level of confidence. You know, I heard you reading my bio, and, you know, even when I get on that computer every day, I have a goal. Every day I sit in front of that computer for 3 hours, and I'm working on my book, you know. Even while I'm doing that, I have to feel good. I can't sit there with not my hair not being combed or not having taken a shower. You know, you just want to feel good. And I'm not saying you got to walk out of the house with a face full of makeup all the time, but there's just little things you can do with women, you know, you can take care of yourself. And I'm just asking people, I challenge everyone, you do it for a week and it makes a difference in how you feel.
Okay. 7 days, y'all. You know they say if you do a habit 21 days straight, if you do a continuous effort of something for 21 days straight, it becomes a habit. Now, are your sisters, Sherry and Dana, are they into fashion like you as well?
No. No.
They probably be like, girl, put them tennis shoes on.
No, they do. We'll go places, and they'll be like, you're not wearing those shoes. I'll be like, yes, I am. You know what? I kind of have to say, like, I get compared sometimes to Miss Kimora Lee, you know, because I'm on. I mean, really, I'm okay. on. You have to understand, I'm the face of a cosmetic line, so I cannot leave the house looking, as people used to say, toe up from the flow up, you know. So I'm pretty much on most of the time. And, yeah, they'll throw tennis shoes and baseball caps, but it's a rare day where you see me dressed like that, really rare
okay.
day.
Okay, you say, huh, you going to keep it all the way queen. I heard
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's important.
And it's, listen,
you know?
Listen, and especially if you're looking for a man. I don't understand women
right.
that are single that leave the house not prepared. You may meet your dream man.
Okay. That's looking toe up from the floor. Girl, they got to keep it, okay, keep it tight. That's real.
Right.
Okay,
right.
We have another caller on the line here. 787, you're on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
Hey, what's up, Sugar? What's up, Felicia? What's going on? What's going on?
Hi.
What's going on? And this is Six.
Yeah, you got a Six.
Okay, this is one of my loyal listeners. Yeah. All right,
yo,
what's going on?
Big fan. Yo, Felicia and Sugar, both of y'all. Yo, y'all just both fine as hell. I just want to, you know, let you know that. I mean, you probably know anyway, you know what I mean?
Aww.
But,
thank you.
That's so sweet.
Most definitely. But, yo, for Felicia, the question that I get is I'm going to bring up the photo shoot again because, you know, I'm a little excited. I got my first photo shoot this Saturday. Any tips? Me being a male, I got long hair, you know, down to the middle of my back. The photographer is doing a little shoot that he's planning on, you know, incorporating a fan, you know, hair blowing, things like that. And I'm just looking for, you know, any kind of, like,
fashion
like
tips, maybe.
Pre photo tips. You know what I mean? Like pre photo shoot tips. Like how to prepare myself mentally and physically, if that.
Okay. Well, what I would say, how do you want to market yourself? Like, do you have dreads, or are you trying to be like the next Black Fabio? I mean, is it?
Now,
what is your hair texture like if it's down to your back? And I'm just
actually,
who the hell is
Fabio?
Yeah,
hold on, Six. Hold on.
All right.
She said
right.
Fabio. Now you know we was messing with you last night about that Fabio. Okay. And I told him, I said, Six. He talking about he got long hair and a ponytail, and he, you know, it's blonde and whatnot. And the first thing came to my mind, I called it Fabio. I didn't know it's Fabio, but y'all know who I'm talking about. So I said, "Did you got a body like Fabio?" He said, "Hell yeah!"
So this is what I'm saying, and I'm honest about, you know, before we get off the air, tell me who your hairdresser is with hair down your back. But how do you want to market yourself? Do you want to be like a Fabio and do romance covers? I mean, to me, that's the best, you know, outlook to have when you go into a photo shoot, because you have to market yourself in every photo. And if you want to be the
right.
girl who's known as having the body, then most of your shots are going to be geared more for being in men's magazines. You know, it's going to be a different look than someone who wants to be considered high fashion. So
right.
where do you want your career to go? How do you see yourself?
Well, the shoot that I'm having this weekend is kind of a start of a couple of different avenues for me. I'm, you know, going for the modeling avenue, and I'm, you know, kind of an aspiring artist. I'm right now, you know, compiling a CD. I'm a music producer. I make beats, and I'm looking to get some commercial shots done as well. But at this photo shoot, it's kind of going to be, I mean, he is concentrated more on artistic imagery than commercial and fashion, from what I understand, from what he explained to me. But I told him, I said, yo, I want to do some commercial shots. And he says, yo, bring any ideas you have and we'll work on it. So that's where I'm standing at right now at this point.
Well, then that's just going to depend on which angle you want to take. Because if you have a body like Fabio, you got this long hair, I mean, we're going to start seeing you on the cover of Black romance novels. I mean,
okay.
I mean, that's what it sounds like. But you sound like you want to do a little bit of everything, you know. And modeling is such a widespread industry. I mean, there are some people who only do sports modeling. You know, they work for, like, Nike because they have really athletic bodies. So it's almost like you need to pick a genre within inside the genre. You see what I'm saying? So you need to decide on which angle you want to take. Yeah, because then that will kind of gear, you know, kind of steer the way the photo shoot is going to go.
Right, exactly. Now, as far as myself, what I'm looking to do is take the modeling towards fashion. And I just want commercial shots for the music because that's something I've been doing for years already. It's actually been 6 years. So I'm coming out with a CD. You know, I've tweaked my skills enough to you know, now, you know, try and go and become that independent artist. But as far as the modeling, yeah, I'm kind of gearing towards fashion. But I have long, down to the middle of my back, curly hair. And I'm Puerto Rican. I'm in Puerto Rico right now. And, you know, I'm thinking for the photo shoot, of probably blowing out my hair for the photo shoot because, you know, if I wet it, it's going to curl up anyway. So, I mean, would you think that or should I just, you know, ask him, you know, what does he prefer for the shoot?
Okay, hold on 1 second. Brown Sugar, do you hear him?
Yeah, girl, I hear him. I hear him.
Out and it's going to curl up anyway. You know what?
Okay, we're going to smack him.
Yeah, we want to smack you, okay? Seriously, baby, it just sounds like you and your beautiful head of hair need to just sit there and take some beautiful shots, okay? Seriously, and try to use these shots for maybe to endorse your album cover. Maybe just try to get some general shots and let it take you, use them to get a foot into the modeling industry and use them to be maybe a promotional shot for your album cover. Whatever,
right.
It just sounds like that you're just trying to get started and maybe you just get a really basic headshot and a full length.
Right.
Make sure you get a good headshot and a full length and you and this beautiful head of hair I think are going to be just fine. Now stop making me and Brown Sugar jealous now.
I will. Fabio locks in the house. Yeah. Go on somewhere. Okay.
Yeah, man, I appreciate, you know, your answers on that. Just something like I'm trying to prepare myself mentally and you know, get this done. Because, I'm 25, and I'm just ready to go out there and do it. You know what I mean? And
yeah, I heard
you know,
that.
If there's any time, it's now. You know what I mean? So I'm just, you know, doing the move now. And especially now being out here in Puerto Rico, it's a little bit harder because, you know, traveling to shoots or finding photographers, you know, out here is scarce. But there's a photographer down in California that he's been trying to get me to do a shoot with him, and he got connections, forget about it. And but he told me that, yo, he'll do a TFCD, a time for a CD for me just to, you know, work on my portfolio because he said I have the look that I have, you know, whatever, and I'm the fashion, you know, like type that he looks for, and it's just a matter of, you know, travel. And at this point, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, like you said, get started. So,
well,
so it's a little bit harder for me. You know what I mean?
Well, one more piece of advice: what I always say is just before the photo shoot, just get really vain, get in front of the mirror, know your body, know which side, which is your, you know. I know people in Hollywood say this: that's not my good side, but honestly, people do have a good side. I have a
right.
good side that I know if you don't shoot me from that side, it's not going to be a good photo. So, and you need to know yourself. You need to look in the mirror, do different poses, what makes you look good, what, you know what I mean? So just get really
right,
vain
right.
and practice in front of a mirror and make different faces. And do you look good looking like this? And, you know what I mean? So
right.
it sounds silly, especially for men. I say this more so to women. But that's the best way to, you know, to go into a photo shoot. And the other thing
that's how
is
to
just
do
have
it.
Right, and have complete confidence in yourself and your look. And
right.
I honestly wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Appreciate
all right.
Word. All okay. right, Six. Well, I appreciate you calling in tonight and
of course.
Certainly supporting Valicia this evening. And definitely continue to, you know, stay posted because you're getting a lot of great tips. Last night he was on the line with the makeup artist, tonight with the fashion advisor. So we're doing it big, huh?
Dude, that's what's up. Yo, good job. Brown Sugar.
His album cover going to be off the chain.
Hell yeah. Sounds like he needs to do a L'Oreal commercial with all this long, flowing hair.
All that hair.
It out.
He needs to go on somewhere.
Whatever.
All right, Six.
That
thank
kind
you
of hair. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Lord. All right, sweetie. Girl, some long curly, and it just curl. I just wet it and gone somewhere. Gotta love it. Yes, indeed. That's how you fix that problem.
That's right.
Oh,
see,
girl.
I, too, can have that kind of hair.
That's it. We just buy it and sew it in, and it's a wrap.
Right.
We good.
I am so not mad at people that do that. I wish, listen, if any black man out there, please get off your woman for having hair extensions and weaves and lace front
That's
weaves.
That's about a fashion. To me, hair is an accessory. It is an accessory.
And can
okay?
I say this? How many white men do you see sitting up talking about Pamela Anderson because she has breast implants? They don't.
They don't trip off of that, okay?
They don't care.
Right.
Whereas black men be tripping over hair extensions. I'm like, oh my God, does your girl listen?
Let it go, brothers. Yeah. Let it go, okay? Because I feel like to me your hair, that is a part of your outfit. You know what I mean? It accentuates the way you look. So like last night I said eyebrows are important to keep in line because they frame your face. I believe your hair should be well-groomed. I believe that, you know, you should be confident in
right.
your clothes because it shows. You know, walk tall, hold your head high, chest out. You know what I mean? Just make sure that you know that you feel good about you, and other people will begin to treat you differently. If you can't respect yourself, how do you expect somebody else to? And it just truly shows, you know?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So definitely I just have a few more questions here, and then we're going to wrap it up for tonight. I have enjoyed you, and I have the listeners in the chat room. I mean, they're really enjoying you, and I just, like I said, when I heard y'all show, on you and your sisters, the Heel Girls. I mean, I just like, I got to have her on my show. And fashion is really important. I believe that the hip-hop industry is what I want to kind of get into, has contributed tremendously to fashion. And let's talk a little bit about Baby Fat and Rockaware. Is it Eniche? Is that how you pronounce it?
Eniche.
Or Enite. Okay, I want to make Girl, I'm like, is it Eniche or E-Nice? Be like, I got on some E-Nice, and girl, tearing the name up.
Right.
But D-Unit, let's talk about the celebrities. What is your thoughts on how hip-hop has contributed to the fashion industry?
I think, Lord, you know, these hip-hop people, I don't want to get shot for what I'm about to say.
Uh-oh, girl, just keep it real.
Well, okay, can I say this? I think the hip-hop industry has definitely given birth to some really good lines. I mean, let's begin with the people who really started it, which was FUBU.
All right.
You know?
Oh,
which now,
yes, for us.
I don't even see FUBU anymore in the stores. I don't know where
they're
going.
Girl, I just bought my son some FUBU tennis shoes the other day. But you know, it was at TJ Maxx. They don't sell it in the huge department stores.
There you go. That's what it is. So they've kind of lost their footing in like more of the upscale retail. So I want to start with FUBU. I think they did a good job for us, by us. I believe Sean John is a great line. I like Fat Farm. I like Baby Fat.
Yeah.
You know, Apple Bottoms, I like them too. Now, here's where the problem comes in. That's the good point. You know, there's always the yin and the yang and the good and the bad. What I don't like are the children, especially little girls' lines that have come from that, except for Sean John only does little boys. I'm okay with his stuff.
Okay.
I will not. And I have a little boy, and as a consumer, I will not buy G-Unit clothing for my son. Because their music is not something that I agree with. I can't even play their music in the car in front of my son.
Right.
So I will not buy him G-Unit clothing. I also, if I had a little girl, she could not wear, I don't agree with having a little girl's clothing that says Apple Bottom on the behind area. I'm sorry. I think that's just the wrong message. And if anyone in the chat room probably is going to disagree with me because they probably have kids and head-to-toe Apple Bottoms or Baby Fat.
Okay.
I don't know. Baby Fat's okay, too. But to see a little girl in Apple Bottoms, I mean, I just think that's going a little far. And that's just my opinion.
Well, you're entitled to your opinion. You know what I'm saying? And it's good. That's why we have these shows for our open conversation of you.
Right.
And you can't do nothing but respect that. You know, now I'm going to be honest with you. I'm an Apple Bottom-aholic, too. And if you ask my little girl right now her favorite designers, hot mess. I done spoiled her. She going to say baby fat, rocker wear, and apple bottom. So I'm a hot, I just go.
Listen, Brown Sugar, a junkie.
I love fat girl. Love the hip-hop clothes. Hot mess.
How old is your little girl?
She is 8 years old, and she rocks her baby fat. She has more baby fat, I would say, than the apple bottom. And she did have a pair of jeans with the little apples on the bottom, but she outgrew them. Okay, and when I seen them on them, you know, I was like, okay, I'm looking at my daughter, and she's getting older now, a little bit more developed, and I can understand your point as in a little girl not wearing that because it is a little bit more, it's too sophisticated, you know what I'm saying?
And the message of Apple Bottoms is about girls having a really, really nice, you know, rear end. That's my only problem with that. And, you know, for me, I told you my story with Jean. But just to kind of add on to that, I actually was with a girlfriend of mine who has a little girl. And you ever heard of the store Limited 2?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Like the little girl version to the store The Limited. And what really was surprising to me, which I don't even want to put this, because, you know, everybody says blame hip-hop for everything. I'm not even putting this all on hip-hop, was that at The Limited, who also owns Victoria's Secret, they own a lot of big stores that you see in the mall. They're a corporation. They have bathing suits in there, and her little girl, I believe, is 9 or 10. And they had padded bras inside little girls' bikinis. And
what?
I was like,
oh, now that's doing too much.
Okay, but
what
I mean? Apple bottoms on the butt. I mean, you know, it's kind of, so that's what I said. I don't want
to. It's like drawing attention to that area. That's what you're saying.
Yes, it's
I hear you.
Right, in the society that we live in now, I mean, you know how many stories with, you know, young girls, you know, being molested or, you know, I don't even want to go down that road because they'd be, you know, we don't want a conversation to take that turn. But you just see what I'm saying.
I
have little girls. Bikinis with padded bras. They're, you don't put a padded bra on a little girl's bikini.
That's a hot. Yeah, and I hear you. I agree. And like I said, I can totally relate to what you're saying. And, you know, the best thing I believe is educating your children, you know, on the messages that are brought from some of the clothes. And, you know, the thing is, when I bought the jeans, I didn't initially think about that. You know, you look and you're like, oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, it is.
Until she put it on and you just like, ooh, what in the world? Okay, did you get a Botox shot in your behind? What the mess is all of this? You hear me? I'm like, no. Girl, so I feel you on that. And like I said, my whole thing is, as a mother, you definitely don't want to send the wrong message. You don't want to entice the wrong type of people, you know.
Right.
And so it is important that we send a positive message to our children and our daughters. We want to raise them, and our sons. We want to raise them to be respectable children. And I will certainly buy apple bottom, but it's going to be with discretion from now on. You know what I'm saying? Making sure that it's appropriate, nothing that's too revealing or anything that is sending the wrong message.
Absolutely. So, and that's all you can do is be an informed consumer.
Okay, that's it. That's it. Well, I certainly have appreciated your time and, I mean, just everything from your walk down the runways in Paris to being a spokesmodel on Brown Skin Beauties, a mother, I mean, having your own clothing line. The one last question I have for you this evening is, why did you close Hollywood Mamas?
Well, it's a lot of it's a lot that went into that decision.
Okay.
You know, I wish we had so much more time, and I just realized now an hour goes by so fast. But you know, I've had some extreme highs and some extreme lows in my life. And at that period in my life, I was going through some things. And this is what I say, which is why I'm always, I don't know if you ever heard me say I can relate to Britney Spears. Divorce is very hard, and for anyone who's ever been through a divorce. And it takes you a long time to come out of that stuff. And for me, it was a combination of some things that had happened through my divorce as well as some financial challenges, as well as I was a one-woman show. I mean, I was Superwoman. I was Superwoman,
okay.
I was Wonder Woman, and every other female superhero there is out there. I was all
okay.
of it. And you know what? I just got really, really tired between designing the clothing line, running the store, doing the press, trying to be the single mother, trying to live a good life for my son. And it was just a lot. It was an absolute, absolute lot. And you know what? I have to say that I feel like that clothing line will be resurrected. And if it does, I would resurrect it in Hollywood, California, because I was in Hollywood, Florida. And I would resurrect it in Hollywood, California. But absolutely no regrets, really no regrets. And that's the reason why. I mean, we still have people that are emailing me, can I get this, can I get that? Like I said, as you read off, we received a lot of press. But, you know, you just a combination of factors that are involved in that, which was the hardest decision I had to make. But by the grace of God, I know I'll resurrect it again, and I'll do it, you know, completely different because I have learned some lessons. But it was just some things that I was going through that I needed, you know how you have the ups and downs, the roller coaster ride
that's
in your life.
Life, yeah. Girl, that's exactly what it's called, life, you know. Well, certainly I do appreciate your time this evening, and we'll have to definitely get together again and welcome you back. Maybe we can talk about some summer fashion tips and new upcoming, the seasonal outfits and, you know what I mean, the trends that are coming forth for 2008. I'd love to have you back. And so definitely go ahead and shout out your webpage, any promotional information you have at this time.
Oh, okay. You guys, if you want to hear me on my show with my partner in crime, also known as my very big sister, Sherry Hill, her and I actually have a radio show here on Blog Talk Radio, which is blogtalkradio.com/hill-girls. I don't know why we have that dash in our names. Makes our web address so hard. But it's hill-girls here on Blog Talk Radio. As well as that Brown Sugar has mentioned, I am the face of brownskinbeauty.com. You guys can log on and take a look at what we have, and we will be getting a little care package out to you. And I just want to say I want you on my show, so we got to set up when you're available because, you know, got to pay it forward, pay it back, so you
That's
can come
it.
On and
That's
talk
it.
To our people, and maybe a couple of people who don't listen to my show have never heard of
Absolutely.
You and vice versa. So it'll be
Absolutely.
Really, really good. And I just want to say again, thank you so much for having me on.
All right.
Well, memories.
Okay. Yes, indeed. Well, like I said, you have truly, enlightened us tonight on some fashion tips and definitely helped us to understand the modeling industry a little better. Although I felt you on some of it. I did more of work for like my for print, like for photographers, and they would ask me, like, they were going to school. I have a girlfriend of mine, and she would ask me to volunteer. That's how I got started in it. And so mine basically just came from photographers in her class, you know, wanting to take pictures and in their portfolio, and one thing just kind of led into another. So all of mine was print work, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
I never really made it to do, like, runways and big shows. Because I just really honestly didn't have the time, you know what I mean? But to hear about your side and the experience, what you went through, and it had to be hard, you know, working in an industry where you're a minority and then facing sometimes you probably were discriminated against and just a lot of different obstacles that you went through. I definitely want to commend you for that.
Well, yeah, you know what, though? I've been very, very blessed, and I wouldn't change my path, my career for anything in the world. And it's so funny because I thought this interview was going to go more toward my book. So, I escaped.
Okay.
Because, honey, that's where the juice
you
really
know,
was. So.
That's the juice. Okay. And you know, that's funny. I wanted to get into that, but because I said, you know what, this week I'm devoted towards fashion, I'm going to save that. Y'all got to keep it locked for part two. We're going to have Alicia back. And we're going to talk about your book for that part, too, because I said, you know what? If we talk about it all right now, it won't be nothing left for the next interview. So we're going to keep that locked. But certainly, go ahead and let them know, what is the name of your book you're working on? Or do you have one yet?
Yes, I do, but you know what? I can't tell the name.
No problem.
Because you know why? We're still
I understand.
No. Not because I don't want to share with you guys, but because it's legalities. We're in the process of getting it copyrighted through the Library of Congress.
Okay.
So until it's official, I can't say anything because you know the internet is worldwide, honey, and someone will copy you.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. So that'll make it all better. By the time you're ready to release that book, we'll have you back on Brown Sugar Radio.
Thank you so much. This was so much fun.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Yes, it has been. Well, I appreciate your time.
Okay, sweetie. Thank you.
All right. Okay, have a good evening.
Okay, bye.
All right. Okay, yeah, well, at this time, I just definitely want to say that I have appreciated Valicia, and she has truly been a blessing, and we're going to have her back. We're going to welcome her back to Brown Sugar Radio, and we're going to talk about her book the next time, because we don't want to talk about everything now, then we won't leave nothing left, right? So we only have a few minutes remaining on the show. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back for show announcements.
Creation. Need to hook up your LifeSafe page? Or you need that official fly for this special event of yours? 2D Creations, graphic and web design. 2D Creations, bring a business to life for very low prices. We also design websites, album covers, and offer photography sessions as well. PB Creations, www.pbcreations.com. That's Creations with a Z. Let us bring your vision to life.
All right, and now at this time, we're going to go over our show announcements for this week. And I want to say thank you so much for all of you joining us, all of the new listeners. I want to say welcome, my loyal listeners. I want to say continue to come back. Thank you for supporting Brown Sugar Radio. And at this time, what I'm going to do is just talk a little bit about the shows that are upcoming for tomorrow. All right. Now, many of you know that we have the incredible Trina, who is coming back, and she has had a long-awaited time that we have truly been waiting for. The last album was with her and Kelly Rowland, and you know what? I love that song that her and Kelly Rowland had out together, and a lot of them said it was a male-bashing song, but I don't think so. I just female empowerment. Look at it like that, right? So here we go. This is a taste of Trina's single here. We're going to play a little bit more tomorrow. Diva is back. She'll be joining us tomorrow at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time right here on Brown Sugar Radio. All right, and so that's just a little taste of Trina's single again. Tomorrow, you guys be there, be square. I see I have a caller on the line. 870, you're on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
What up, Brown Sugar?
What's going on? That's your baby mama on the line tomorrow, huh? Trina in the house.
Just yes, make sure you see tomorrow. Make sure you put good words
okay.
in for me.
Yes, indeed. Y'all keep it locked because she is going to be here tomorrow for show. I confirmed with her management. And so it'll be 4 p.m., like I said, Pacific Standard Time. And then it'll be 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Then after that, actually, you know what? Let me put my music back on, shoot. I got to have my music, y'all. I feel lost without my music. Okay. Anyway, then after Trina, now, like I said, tomorrow is a double feature show, all right? So after Trina, at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we're going to have Coach Dion, all right? Coach Dion, if you look on the show link, you'll see her before and after photo that my designer, PB Creation, created beautiful work, all the flyers that are on there. And I definitely want to say that Coach Dion is a true inspiration for men and women, okay? And she's going to help motivate you and give you the tools for success in order to lose the weight and keep it off. All right, with her 21-day mind and body detox program, y'all got to come through and check it out. Okay? All right. So, PB, you got any words? We got about 5 minutes remaining. Anything you want to announce?
No, I just want to tell them to make sure they come through, check out the Coach Dion show, because I'm trying to lose weight and feel great myself. So, y'all holler at me.
Okay. Okay. Okay, and if Coach Dion can lose 100 pounds, for sure, I know we can lose 10. Goodness. So it's all good. Like I said, tomorrow, double feature. Be there, be square. Any of you that have any questions, comments, or suggestions for Brown Sugar Radio, you can hit me up at brownsugarradio@yahoo.com. And for those of you who are interested in joining the Brown Sugar promo team, put promo in the subject link. And all it is just sending emails, blasting emails out from your email account, bulletins from your MySpace, posting any of the flyers that PB makes for the show on your MySpace page. Just, you know, just as simple as that. Putting Brown Sugar Radio on your top friends. Hint, hint. Y'all can, speaking of MySpace, you can get at me at www.myspace.com/brownsugarinvegas. And that's sugar, S-U-G-A. Yes. So, get at me on MySpace. And that'll certainly help. Also, too, for those of you who are interested in being a sponsor for the radio, put sponsor in the link, okay? And we'll certainly support you, show you some love, and we'll look into it, see what product you have. As you notice, we have commercials now that we're airing on Brown Sugar Radio. And so if you have a product or a business you'd like promoted, certainly contact us, and we will, you know, let you know what it is. So, I guess we are done for this evening. I don't have anything else. Am I forgetting anything, PB, or did I go over everything?
Check us out, www.brownsugarradio.com. Don't mind.
That's it. That's it. All right. So, like I said, I appreciate y'all joining us this evening, and we'll be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Pacific time. So, y'all keep it locked on Brown Sugar Radio. Oh, one more thing. I did forget something. The ratings for the shows. Now, I noticed the listeners are picking up, and I am so grateful for that. However, can y'all do us a favor? Go back after the show is done playing. Click on the play button and rate the show, okay? There's a star. You can either put one star or five. Five is the highest, naturally. Whatever you feel the rating of the show was, and then put a comment in there. You know, let us know. I love the show. It was excellent, or, you know, needs improvement, whatever. Rate the shows. Show us some love. That is something I definitely want to, you know, get feedback from my listeners in regards to how the shows are, what we're bringing to you on Brown Sugar Radio. All right. Well, I guess we're all done for tonight. I want to say keep it locked on Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Make it a great night.
Brown Sugar Bang, I get high up your love. I don't know how to behave.